Our Good Friday devotion is entitled Christ Appeared to Skeptics. For our devotion today, we turn to 1 Corinthians 15:7. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me, also as one abnormally born. Most scholars believe that the James referred to in 1 Corinthians 15 was the brother of Jesus. It appears to us from Scripture that Mary and Joseph had other children after Jesus was born. As an adult, Jesus did not have a good relationship with his siblings. John tells us, for even his own brothers did not believe in him. Jesus' swelling popularity only led his own family to assume he was losing touch with reality. Mark tells us, when his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, he is out of his mind. Thus it seems that even his own brother James rejected Jesus as the promised Messiah. How did Jesus deal with his brother's skepticism? Jesus appeared to James alive. That appearance changed James from a skeptic to a stalwart of the early Christian church and the pastor of the Jerusalem church. Tradition teaches that James died a martyr's death on behalf of Jesus. In that simple appearance of the risen Savior, James came to believe that Jesus had been crucified for the sins of the world. James saw not a brother, but a risen Savior who confirmed that this forgiveness was real. Like James and the apostles, we at times also have a skeptical heart. Do you sometimes doubt his love in difficult circumstances? Do you question his goodness in times of pain? When you sit in church, the crucified Savior appears to you in his word. Each time you read a portion of Scripture, the risen Savior appears to you. He assures you, I am risen. I have taken away your sins. I love you, and I promise to bless you. Jesus appears to skeptics like us and takes away our doubt. We pray, Dear Jesus, forgive me for the many times I have doubted your love and your promises. Daily remind me of your cross and your empty tomb. Lead me to trust in you even in the darkest of moments. Amen.